quick. Reach up and stretch as high as you can. Higher. Reach, reach, reach. Now pretend you are so big that you can step over a whole mountain. Boom, boom. Now shrink. Get as small as a grape. Smaller. Small as a button. Smaller. Small as a tiny green feather. Isn't it funny? Sometimes we feel like the giant who can move mountains, but sometimes we feel as small as that tiny little feather, like we're too little to help or too small to matter. Well, today we're going to meet someone who is exactly that small, but she's about to teach us a giant lesson. Hi, explorers. I'm Laura, and welcome back to Faithfully Explore, the podcast where we travel with our hearts to amazing places all around the world. Now, before we do anything, I need to know if you're ready. Now, on the count of three, shout, I am ready! One, two, three. Whoa, I felt that all the way over here. Okay, let's go. Faithfully explores the name. Learning together is our aim. Beliefs around the global track. Filling up our belief backpack. Phew, is it just me? Or did you just get really warm in here? And a little bit sticky. That's because we just stepped out of our Faithfully Explore teleportation door into the jungle. It smells like rain, orange flowers, and damp earth. You're standing at the edge of the most enormous forest you've ever seen. The trees go up, up, up so high you have to tilt your head all the way back to see the tops. Did you hear that? That's a monkey. Quick, make your best monkey sound back to him. Ooh, ooh, ha, 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 ha. Perfect, you sound just like a local. In this emerald forest lives a very special bird. She's small, she's bright green, just like the leaves, and she has a heart as big as the sun. Her name is Pip. Can everybody say, hi, Pip? She says hello back.
Hi!
But wait, today's story is a flying story. And you can't fly without wings. Explorers, stand up, push back your chair, and give yourself some flapping room. Stretch your arms out wide, wide, wider. Okay, hold them there. Those are your wings. Now flap them slowly. Up and down, up and down, like a big soaring eagle. Now medium speed, flap, 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 flap. Now supersonic speed, fast as you can. Go, 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 go. Stop. Shake out your arms, shake, shake, shake. Your wings are officially ready. Now sit back down, take one big calm down breath, and let's fly into our story. Pip the parrot loved her home. She loved the big mango tree where she slept. She loved the cool stream. She even loved the silly monkeys. But one afternoon, the sky turned gray. It wasn't rain clouds. It was smoke. A fire had started deep in the woods. The animals panicked. The deer ran, the rabbits bolted. But Pip stayed. She looked at the orange flames and her little chest puffed up. She said,
oh no, not the mango tree. I have to do something. I have to help.
Pip didn't fly away from the fire. She flew toward the river. She dipped her whole body into the water. Splash! Then flew over the flames and shook herself dry. Drip, drop, drip. Did it put out the fire? No. The fire was huge, but Pip didn't stop. Back to the river, splash. Back to the fire, trip, drop. A great eagle was watching from high above. He was the king of the sky. He looked at tiny, wet, tired Pip, and he laughed.
Ho, 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 little bird. What are you doing? You are so small. That fire is so big. You're just getting wet for no reason. Save yourself. Fly away.
Explorers, how do you think Pip felt when the eagle said she was too small to help? Sad? Angry? Let's hear what she said.
Eagle, I don't need a lecture. I need help. I am not giving up on my home.
Explorers, Pip is getting tired. Her wings are heavy. She needs our help. Stand up. We're going to do the Rainmaker Relay. First, river. Lean all the way down, touch the floor, scoop up the water, splash! Fly. Stand up and run in place. Flap those wings. We're flying over the smoke. Go, go, go. Shake. Stop. Now shake your whole body. Shake your head, shake your arms, your tummy. Get all that water off. Shake, shake, shake. One more time, super fast. River, scoop, fly, run, 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 shake, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Yes, sit back down and take a deep breath. Let's see if it worked. The eagle watched Pip. He saw her feathers getting a little bit singed by the heat. He saw her tiny heart beating fast. And suddenly, the eagle didn't feel like laughing anymore. He felt a lump in his throat.
I was wrong. If this tiny bird refuses to give up, how can I, the king of the birds, just sit here?
The eagle began to cry. Not just sad tears, but big, powerful tears of wonder, because he was so moved by Pip's bravery. His tears fell like a waterfall. Splash, rush. The water hissed and went out. The forest was saved. The mango tree was safe. The eagle landed next to Pip and whispered,
"Little parrot, I thought small meant powerless. Today you showed me that a small bird has the biggest heart of all."
What's inside our belief backpack this week? It's time for our belief backpack. Today's takeaway is this. Even small actions make a big difference. Say it with me. Even small actions make a big difference. One more time so the monkeys can hear it. Even small actions make a big difference. Pip didn't put out that fire alone. She just did her part. She dropped one drop at a time. Tomorrow, maybe you can drop a drop of water too. Maybe it's saying hi to someone sitting alone. That's a drop. Maybe it's picking up one piece of trash. That's a drop. Maybe it's giving a hug to someone who looks sad. That's a big drop. You can keep track of all the drops of kindness that you are doing by downloading the Tiny Hero Moments Tracker from faithfullyexplore.com. Remember Pip the next time something feels too hard. Remember that one drop of water can start something. Remember that your small, brave action might just be the thing that changes someone else's heart. You are braver than you know. You are stronger than you feel. And you are never, ever too small to make a difference. I'm Laura, and I'll see you next time on Faithfully Explore. Stay curious, stay kind, and keep exploring that wonderful world around you. Faithfully explores the